When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, and welcome. I'm Joko.
This is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get a weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, chatting, news, everything K-pop, with sometimes anime and Genshin. But damn, it's been a while, so I don't even know if I should say that anymore.
Well, there'll be some talks. I mean, and mentions of anime, actually, with our K-pop.
Actually, we could. That's true. True. Genshin got in last week because Changbin played Genshin on his commercial, apparently. Yeah. But yeah, we have, you know, we have the usual suspects. We got Stray Kids. We got a good amount of BTS as well today. We have a few, some OG stuff, Epic High, because we will actually talk about how the concert was, because we saw the first day of the tour here in the US. Also, we'll talk about a little bit of Twice. Of course, my other girls, New Jeans, and whatever else pops up. So, as always, you could check us out on every platform, right, Haley?
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
It's like automatic for her. I was trying to actually make a normal conversation with you, because I was like, check us out on every platform, like in terms of listening to us. Like, as soon as I tell her to say something, it's automatic.
Yeah, it's like engraved into my, like a
TikTok
robot.
And Instagram.
I'm a robot. Yep.
Well, I guess you could do that too as well. You can send us DMs. Haley has been chatting with a lot of the folks out there because that's what we do. We told you, if you send us DMs on Instagram, we will end up replying or at least emojiing back to you. Usually, sometimes if you're unlucky and you send it to us and Haley reads it while she's at work, she'll just emoji you back. But if you're lucky enough and then she reads it when she's actually at home, you will actually get like
a long reply.
Texts.
Yeah.
So let's get started, because Epic High was fucking amazing.
Yes. Oh my God. They are so good.
Are probably like, not only were they the heroes of camp already. We don't talk about camp no more, right? It never happened. No, but for reals, like their concert, man, the energy that they have and just the music is so damn good already.
Right.
Not to mention just like, you know, the in-between stuff.
Like their little talks.
Yeah, it felt like a real, like, you know, like a real concert, like almost like an American concert.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're actually just, you know, chatting along and stuff.
Tableau.
Especially Tableau. I mean, Tableau is fluent in English, so. He's the one doing most of the talking, but it's funny when he like has like Two Cuts and Mithril like talking to the crowd too.
Yeah,
and then he just makes fun of them for talking about stupid stuff. Like literally when they were talking to us, because he was quote unquote tying his shoe.
Right. He's like, go on, talk to the... Well, I feel like it's like you and me. If you tell me, like, oh, go on and talk while I go get a glass of water. And then I'm like, I don't know what to say. And then I start talking about random shit. And that's exactly what happened. Talo is tying his shoe. And he's like, talk to the people. And then Mithra and Two Cuts were like, so, like, the weather and the food that we got was good. And then Tavo was like, you guys are hopeless. Like, you guys are just naming food that you ate.
He's like, you guys are literally just talking about food.
Yeah.
And that's totally fine. I mean, especially me and Haley, mm-hmm. love food. So, but it was just they're dynamic together. They're great.
Yeah.
And it's funny because, like, Tavo doesn't give a fuck. Like,
he really doesn't.
Like, for reals, his MBTI, just like the lyrics say, is IDGAF. Like,
right.
Because they actually had a problem with one of the microphones not working. Like, yeah, Tavo's microphone.
Mic.
They were all wireless mics at first. Like, it was just like, I think it's from
the venue
itself, which is surprising. I would feel like some of the artists like would bring their own
mics.
So I guess they just use like the venue.
Right, they don't care.
But then like his got busted. He ended up using Two Cuts, and then they gave Two Cuts a replacement mic, and his was wired. And then like Tablo was like shook, like he was shocked, like to find out that they only had a wire mic, like that was. That extra, like there was only three like wireless mics.
Right,
one of them's busted. They couldn't fix it or whatever the problem or issue was, and then they were literally stuck with a wired mic. And I can't remember all those jokes, but he was just like, "Oh man, he was embarrassing the shit out of the venue." And then he was just like, you know, like laughing about it, saying like, "This is a first for everything and all this stuff."
Right,
and then like he literally talked to the equipment techs on the side. He's like, "Guys, are you guys serious? Like, is this the?" Is there no more wireless mics? Is there only three in this whole place? And he was like, telling people
to go to, what is it, Radio Shack?
He said Radio Shack at first.
And then people were like, that doesn't exist anymore. And he's like, where do people buy stuff from?
And then everyone's like yelling Best Buy.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, just go Best Buy or Amazon. Please order us one so we can just have it. Like, it was so fun. Like, it was insane. And not to mention all the songs they played. They played one song. They said they had never played before in North America. It was Umbrella, right?
Umbrella, right. Because it's all in Korean.
And then it's cool because the lyrics, like, they had standard, like, concert stuff where, like, they have the background. The backgrounds are really cool for them.
Right.
Even though it's, like, super...
used a lot of anime, actually.
Yeah, like, even though it's basic, animated. Like, lighting, like, you know, images or, like, type of, you know, like, what's the word I'm looking for, Haley? Animations in the back.
Yeah.
Kind of moving. Like, some of them are really cool. Like, some, like, lo-fi feeling, like, city stuff.
Right.
Rain. But like Haley said, there's anime.
Right.
But they had, like, lyrics for Umbrella because it was funny. They're, like, it was, like, English like, letters, but, like, spelling out, like, Korean words. So it was funny because, like, when I was, like, reading it, it's, like, still kind of hard to, like,
right, because it was hard from where we were sitting.
No, but, like, the words themselves, it's, like, so fast. Like, I can't say Nyomala. And they, like, say it so fast. I'm like, I don't even know what I'm saying. But overall, it was freaking awesome. Like, they played a lot of, like, the old school stuff, like, the OG stuff. Even though I'm not an OG, Haley's an OG.
Yes.
I
got super excited.
I did my crash course, and, man, they have so good music.
They have really good songs.
They had Kill This Love, and it's not the Blackpink one. Theirs was freaking cool. Like,
right.
And this is, like, obviously before Blackpink even came out. You know,
yeah,
it was,
they're, like,
debuted or
something. What is this? I think that was, like, in 2012.
And then, like, they played the one.
Then, like, they even played
most importantly, which was really cool.
Song.
So they played RM song that RM featured Tablo
all day.
And then Tablo had a fucking hilarious story about all that stuff too. It's just like too much to like recap because there was a lot of stuff going on like in between the actual songs. It was freaking awesome.
Oh, he also brought up like his memes that he was posting on Instagram.
We talked about it another episode.
He was throwing shade at Mithra and Two Cuts though, because he's like, I'm so glad you guys understand my memes, because these two don't even understand. Like, I'll show them and I'm so proud of like my advertising and memes, and I show them and they don't even know what the references are.
He used like The Last of Us, especially all those
the anime
memes and stuff.
They don't understand.
They're just looking at him like a blank face. But he's like, the reason why he's so up to date with everything, the first thing he says is like, come on guys, I'm a rapper.
Right.
And at second, he said, like, his best friend is in the know because she's 13. And he's referring to his daughter, Haru. So that was pretty funny. Like, it was just really cool. But, yeah, he talked about all his memes, man. he's a weeb for sure now.
He's a super weeb because he even mentioned it, like, even before the concert started, he put up, like, a little video, and then he was saying, like, he doesn't like Marvel anymore. He's super into anime now.
Especially Chainsaw Man.
Chainsaw
Man
is his favorite. He kept talking
Chainsaw Man a lot, like, recently, I guess. But, yeah, it was a pretty awesome night and an awesome show. Like, even though, like, they started late, like, we were outside, it took a while. I don't even know what the hell's going on. Like, maybe he's right. The venue sucks in general. Like, like, they're not, like, on top of their shit. But either way, and then we also got to take pictures with them.
Oh, yeah. And we got blessed by them, too. Oh, baptized. They threw a shit ton of water on the crowd.
We got baptized like crazy.
Like, we were like second row from barricade. So we were
GA.
So close. Yeah, it was
GA.
All GA.
This is, GA. So we were able to kind of get up there. But, yeah, they throw a ton of water.
Yeah, the whole venue like, was, not, like, the water
It's not
was,
just
like,
regular
everywhere.
Baptism. It's like a shower.
Four bottles at one time, guys.
Dude, like.
He dumped it on us.
I got hit. Me and Haley got hit in the eyes. Like, water went in my mouth. So it's like, I guess I indirectly kissed, like, Mithril or something. But it was freaking amazing. And the picture was really cool, too. I haven't checked the website.
No, I've been checking. It hasn't been posted yet.
So they're only, you get a signed poster, which is also freaking sick. You get the VIP
actually
laminate.
Signed.
It's like a
them.
Real sign. Mm-hmm. It's not like the printed shit we got from Blackpink.
Yeah.
And they just numbered it. Yeah. No, but, like, actual signed poster, you get the cool VIP laminate, which is our favorite thing to get because I feel like we should probably display the ours because we have a crazy collection of that.
Right.
And last but not least was a photo with a group. Mm-hmm. Like, it has to be like 5 to 6 people per.
Right.
Like so it's like we were with 4 other strangers.
But 4 random people. But then because me and Joko were trying to think, like, what should we pose, like, with them? And we're like, oh, we should do Chainsaw Man reference because he was mentioning it so much.
I was so in deep, like, thinking of Chainsaw Man, and we thought about, you know, the
Kon.
Like, the wolf sign by Megumi.
Yeah, not Megumi.
I mean...
Aki.
Megumi's
from Jujutsu Kaisen. But, I mean, like, he does that sign,
close
too.
Enough. He is... Megumi, Sasuke, and Aki are the same guys, just like Itadori is, like, well, maybe Denji's kind of weird.
No. But yeah, so Aki does this, like, dog signal, and it calls on the fox demon. And he says, Kon, basically. So if you're a Chainsaw Man fanatic, you know exactly what it is.
So we said we were going to do it.
I was in the front of him, and then I don't even know. It
I
happened,
was next to Mithra.
It happened so fast. I was like, fuck. And so, I turned around.
It was
around.
So fast, I couldn't even talk. I wanted to tell them they were the heroes of camp, and
I know.
Forgot.
It was so quick. But then, like, right before they were going to take the picture, I turned around to Tablo, and I was like, hey, do Kon. Like, Chainsaw Man. And then, like, he did it with us, so I need to see that picture.
I can't wait.
And find it, and we'll post
it. It was cool, because, like you and I are on the side, so
yeah.
It's like we can always...
So I was, like, right in front. I don't even know what I did. I probably looked stupid as hell.
I looked stupid, too. I had no time to react. It was funny, because Haley was catching me. Like, I was practicing posing in front of our mirror in the bedroom.
And
I
didn't do any of that.
I didn't do any of that.
It was so, like, quick. And then when I turned around, after the picture was taken, I turned around, and, like, Tablo was still holding up his Kon sign. And he was, like, looking right at me, and I was like... You should go to Anime Expo. And he's like, I'm going. Me and Haru go all the time.
I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
So they're going to be there. But yeah, like, I've literally practiced, like, to make sure I get a good angle of myself. And I probably look like a hunchback, like, of Notre Dame. Like,
actually, I don't even.
Holding cons in both hands, like, signs. So I look like I'm like.
Why was I the only one in the front? I was like, I don't even fucking know where to go.
You did only one hand with con, right?
I did.
Because I did two. So now it looks like I'm fucking meditating. Like, like, kind of shit. So I look like an idiot, and I'm hunched back, but I'm right next to Mithril, so it's like whatever. I'm curious to see how the pictures turn out.
It's probably going
to
be horrible,
I can't wait
care.
To see it and post it, so people can, like, see how horrible it was. But yeah, it
we
was,
got him to do that.
It was awesome, though. If we were not in Japan, and they were back here, because they're here in LA when we're in Japan.
Right.
I would be down to fucking watch them
to
again.
To go again.
Like, even
that
if it's just in the back.
That venue was fucking packed.
Oh,
to the brim.
It was
crazy. We're so glad we were in the front. We didn't realize how packed it was because we were in the front. And when we saw, like, the picture that Tablo had posted of the venue.
Oh, my God.
I was like, what the fuck?
We were like the sardines at the Krusty Krab of the first episode of SpongeBob.
There was too many
people. It was
people.
Freaking awesome.
Yeah.
But that's a good thing we were in the front. I mean, shit. Can you imagine?
I wouldn't be able to see shit.
Haley wouldn't be able to breathe.
No, I'd be having, like, anxiety.
I can't imagine all those people
GA.
That were, like, tiny. It's crazy because, like, a lot of the people that were there.
They're all tiny.
I was actually in the upper demographic, like the upper 20% of like taller people.
Right.
So I was like, oh shit, this is pretty nice.
Oh my God. I hate GA.
And yeah, so I guess we should move on because we do have more talk than just Epic High. But if you're here in the U.S. or I don't know if you checked out any of the tour dates and they haven't been to your city yet, I really recommend checking them out.
They're so fun.
They're really fun. It doesn't feel like it's a K-pop concert, yeah, and it kind of feels like it sometimes, but because of the Korean,
right?
But it doesn't feel like it at the same time.
No, it feels like an American
like rock rap, rap because of, you know, they're rappers and that's what they do. But it feels like a rock concert too in a way.
It's also cool because people don't really bring signs or light sticks. Yeah, so no one's really blocking you.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Except that one girl that made a like, custom light stick. That was cool.
Oh, that one was cute. She was in the front, though, so she didn't block anyone.
Yeah, and everyone was pretty good. Like, you know how like people in the front sometimes are stupid and they hold their cameras really high?
Right.
Even though they don't need to. Like, they can hold it up to their head or chest level and get amazing stuff.
Yeah, people were smart.
So no one was dumb. It was great. Let's see. You know, Epic High wasn't the only one performing. Although they were in Korea, aespa did have their first, like, actual concert, like their concert,
right?
The Sync Hyperline concert. And man, I don't know any of our friends actually watched it because there's a lot of stuff going on and people didn't stream it, but you know, we've been seeing a lot of clips and stuff on TikTok, Instagram. Damn, the thing that stood out to me was like,
that's the one thing that I saw.
Winter shredding on the guitar,
electric guitar.
That was awesome. Even though I did realize and notice, like, by the end of, like, this quote-unquote, like, guitar solo, I was like, yeah, she's not actually playing it. Even though I didn't even know that she actually plays, like,
the guitar. Yeah, she plays acoustic.
So she knows how to play, like, acoustic. If you play acoustic, you can probably play regular guitar.
Yeah.
It's, like, almost the same thing. But, like, the only reason why I knew, because she was actually pretty good, because I was like, I couldn't tell, really. I was, like, still,
like,
iffy.
Yeah, it looked like she was playing.
Because I was like, man, she's actually kind of hitting the right, like, tabs and chords, like, for that crazy shit she's doing. But she didn't string bend at the end. Like, because it made a string bend sound.
Right.
It was like, I'm like, oh.
But then maybe she did.
Or maybe it's like
a pre-recording. And just in case she didn't want to make a mistake. Oh, that too. I don't know.
No, because I think it was like live stuff. Like, or actually, no, that's true. Actually, I'm not even too sure.
I was going to
say another
playing.
Thing would be like they had like, you know, that's a true thing. No, like they had an actual like live guitarist maybe. That's what I was thinking. And then like.
She's just playing.
They could. It's true that it's possible that she could be using a, because there's like effect pedals to make it sound like
that.
Oh,
that's true.
But I didn't see. I didn't see a tap on it.
I was like, it looked like she was.
Either way, it looked good. All of them looked good.
They cried.
They cried. Well, it makes sense, right? Their first full-on concert. Mm-hmm. So even like Ning, it was cool seeing them backstage, and they're just super happy and excited. So congrats to them. Hopefully, we get to see them on an actual world tour instead of just a showcase next time.
You said all these people attended their concert too.
Yeah,
that's
so
a shit ton.
They got a lot of SM family.
Mm-hmm.
You want to read it out and. Because, I mean, you haven't even read it yourself, really.
TVXQ.
The OGs.
Girls' Generation. SHINee. Red Velvet. And NCT.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
So a lot of, like, fans in Korea, like, were even more envious because they, like, shit, if we went, we would have seen all
them.
These.
Yeah.
Because they were, like, in random areas of the crowd. Mm-hmm. You know how it is? It's, like,
right,
crazy.
They're never in the front.
They're never in the front, but it's, like, in just random small sections and shit. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so they were there, and, I mean, good for them. Hopefully, hopefully they'll world tour it up. Mm-hmm. Maybe after the next comeback or something. Maybe after a full album.
Right, they need a full album. How were they even able to do a concert? Did they have a lot of songs? How long was their concert? 2 hours?
That's a good question. I have no idea.
Oh.
you bring up a lot of good questions.
I was like, what?
They have a.
Oh, I mean, maybe they did covers and like they talked, so that takes
up time.
No,
they have a couple B sides too, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They have, yeah, they definitely talked and probably did covers.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure, like, you know, like even with that solo part, like they were just doing a lot of different performances and probably extending it, right? With that said, because we brought up NCT since we're still in the SM universe. This will be the last expansion of NCT, that NCT Tokyo we talked about. SM announced that it's gonna be the last time they're gonna extend or make like something else or add more people to the group.
So is NCT Tokyo only gonna be like a Japan line?
I don't
is
know
that what it is.
It seems like it, right? Like you would think, but that's so if you're if you live in Japan or even if you're in Korea, if you want to go try to join NCT, this is your last shot. So there you go. Because I remember they had open auditions.
Yeah.
So I don't know exactly the details on that because, you know, that's not our forte. No. And also we don't know the details because we don't live in Korea and Japan. Right. So it's probably easier if you to find all that information, like details and stuff, if you live there. But yeah, if you look around, you can probably find something. If you want to join NCT, right? Mm-hmm. Good luck to anyone listening and actually going to try. So hopefully you get in. Don't forget us. Also, since we're on like festivals mm-hmm. and concerts, that one in New York, in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, yeah.
In Las Vegas, Wii Bridge Fest. They announced, the one that's like happening in Mandalay Bay.
Right, right.
They announced two more,
mm-hmm.
two more lineup. Performers to their lineup.
Mm-hmm.
It's, besides they, and it's Hypen. Crazy. Yeah, and Hypen obviously is headlining because they're the only damn name that we saw, like everyone else was like in the
tiny font
in like that small like disclaimer font kind of thing. They're because they're headlining mm-hmm. Saturday in mm-hmm. Hypen, so they got some two big names for mm-hmm. Friday. They are adding Jessie,
yeah,
Queen Jessie herself.
She's so funny,
and she'll be hilarious to like watch and perform, mm-hmm. and then alongside Monsta X.
Oh yes.
So Monsta X will be there on Friday. So that's freaking awesome. Hopefully it won't be the same bullshit like Camp, and because Monsta X was supposed to headline.
I know.
That obviously did not happen. So yeah.
I hope everyone learned from Camp. Don't let everyone, that happen again.
Camp was just the learning, like the learning mm-hmm. experience for all these other festivals and stuff. And also was it today or yesterday?
For what?
For the Twice airport arrival.
It was today,
right? When we are recording this. Yeah, so they arrived today. Today is in like, what is it, Tuesday?
Tuesday, yeah.
Like right before the Billboard, what is it? Billboard Women in Music, mm-hmm. I believe, right? Mm-hmm.
Which
they're going to be going to.
Is that tomorrow?
That is tomorrow. It's Wednesday. Yeah, yeah. As of this recording, yeah, it's going to have happened already. But they arrived at the airport because mm-hmm. they're going to be receiving the Breakthrough Award.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty awesome. Because, I mean, shit, they've done a lot for their careers.
Yeah, 100% they're globally. Really going to perform, too.
I know. I'm pretty sure, right? So mm-hmm. hopefully if you're attending, like a lot of our friends are actually going.
Right, even your sister.
My sister and like our friends, even from the East Coast, a lot of them have actually flown in
right.
to watch them get their award and mm-hmm. perform. They even caught them at the airport today because...
Was it today? Trying to remember.
I feel like it's yesterday.
I think it was yesterday, and then Han just sent it to us
yeah.
today.
Yeah, I think it's yesterday, too.
Because James was waiting for Jammy.
Yeah,
yeah, it was yesterday.
So they arrived on Monday. But besides that, they were, like, pretty good with getting people's gifts.
Yeah, they took a lot.
They took a lot of gifts. And one of the crazy ones was Chewie, like our friend Han.
Yes.
Obviously, Chewie bias. Right. He's Taiwanese himself. Shout out to Han. We met him at the second day of the Twice Encore concert,
mm-hmm.
and now we are fellow once brothers and sisters, mm-hmm. right? He's the other one that got blessed and baptized
by
Nion with us. It was freaking awesome. And our luck continued because he was able to give his dark blue bag, because mm-hmm. that's Chewie's color, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Chewie's color is the dark blue, and then I guess he was also like yelling and screaming because it was pretty loud.
Yeah, yeah.
Like everyone's screaming and shit too, but she saw him. Picked up the bag, and it was pretty awesome. I saw, like, we saw in the videos, like, Che.
Yeah.
And, like, a lot of the other members were getting stuff.
Mina, Momo took. Sana took.
Sana took flowers. Yes. Mina's really good with taking letters,
Sana
too.
Took, like, a Target bag.
No fucking
way. Yeah. I bet Son this Taki's in there.
Bitch.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, it's been... I'm jealous, but mm-hmm. we have work, and mm-hmm. I have major FOMO, because
mm-hmm.
we were there at the other times they were there.
Well, he was.
Well, I was.
Not me. I've always been working.
You've never been yet?
No. It's fine. I don't...
Stray Kids airport.
That's not my thing. Sorry.
Oh, for reals?
No,
What if Changbin's going to be there, and then he takes the hat that you give him?
I don't know. I feel like people are so aggressive with Stray Kids, and then people always blast them over the internet.
I've never seen them in LAX.
No, they haven't, because they've never, like... Yeah. Flown straight from Korea to LA. They've always been coming from another state here already.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, Haley will let you know when she goes. So that's been pretty awesome. It's a cool experience to just try it out mm-hmm. like once. Obviously, just don't be a dick.
No,
there's gonna be assholes.
I was gonna say, like, the ones at LAX, they've been really good. Like the fans. They're not like the ones in Korea.
Well, Korea is a different level. They're nuts. No, but then the ones in LAX, like the last time I went for the last Twice one, It was annoying because like people were actually, it was like pushing. Really, you, it, from the videos you'll see, it doesn't look that bad because you're not there. But right. Damn, when you're the you're actually there, it was kind of bad. The first time I went, mm-hmm. When they start, before their encore, like when, you know, they started their first world tour in February.
Yeah.
That was more chill. Mm. That was awesome. This time, I don't know how bad, but obviously they were cool enough and they took more stuff.
Yeah, but I feel like it's just not as crazy as Korea because people like jump the barricades and shit.
Oh yeah,
in Korea, like they shouldn't be doing that. But then here, the people seem like to stay behind the barricade.
I'll go with you.
Where?
go with early.
What the fuck? But they're coming from like a different. Where are they coming from? Fort Worth.
They'll be arriving at LAX. If they're arriving in Burbank, even better. It's in the valley.
I don't fucking know. That gives me too much anxiety. I'll just see them at the concert.
Anyways, yes, the concert's coming up. Haley probably has a lot of Stray Kids stuff to talk about. Mm-hmm. Another thing here that I have to note, of course, mm-hmm. even one of our listeners has brought out, even in the comment. When mm-hmm. This is the only Instagram post we made a long ass time.
Yeah, because people didn't know it was real or not.
New Jeans. McDonald's.
Yes.
Collab.
Oh, the best. The best Haley's fast favorite food. Yes.
Restaurant ever.
Macca's.
AKA Macca's from Aussie land. I think it was McDonald's Korea. Mm-hmm. They posted it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they like started, they had like a teaser at first. Then they started having all these cool trailers. They even ended up with Minji eating like a chicken sandwich.
It's so cool too, because it's like 8-bit. Like yeah, a game. It was an 8-bit cool. game.
It was
with
really
the bunny.
Cool. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we don't know if it's going to be here. We're still crying because we don't know if it's global. It sounds like it's Korea.
The BT21 happening in Korea with McDonald's is not here either.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Let's talk about those BT21 toys. Yeah. Those things are freaking awesome. And they did not come here. No. Even though we had the BTS meal.
I know. Thank God it came here because some other countries didn't get that. Or like other places in America didn't get it either.
I mean, New Jeans is not BTS level, so that's why I'm not expecting New Jeans to have it globally. They would be okay, I think. Right now we have Offset, Cardi B.
We have like random shit all the time too.
Hey, not gonna lie though, when I went to McDonald's earlier, their Offset Cardi B meal looks pretty good. Like it's like stuff we'd eat.
Oh, I'm sure. What was that other one? The Travis Scott meal?
Yeah,
there was like other ones that were really good. Like I ate them. Yeah, it came with good stuff.
It came with good stuff. Yeah. So literally the only one that was kind of like sure, we'll eat it, but like still, BTS was just like chicken nuggets.
Oh no, I love that. Though,
I know,
but
because
of
the sauce, yeah,
so good.
So there's special sauces that's available only in Korea, so it's like regular sauce for them, but for us, it's like magic sauce.
I still have some.
We do. This is true. Anyone wants to buy it? $100 a packet.
No.
And yeah, so I'm just praying, and I'm still sad. I have FOMO.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's gonna be that's there. Let's end it because I'm gonna get sad. Anyways, if you're still tuning in, check us out on our other social media stuff where you can message Haley. I message back sometimes, right?
Yeah, you do.
Mostly that's on Instagram, but you can also check out our videos and everything on
TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast. And I will actually, because I'm off, I'm going to edit that one with
Danielle and Hani
with the Vegemite.
Yes, please. That'd be awesome. If you're not sure about what she's talking about, I actually asked them during the New Jeans fan call I had, like, if they ate Vegemite.
That's
Haley's test to see if you're a real Aussie. Mm-hmm. Because everyone loves Vegemite if you're from Australia.
Yeah, look at Bang Chan and Felix.
And Daniel and Hani, they're like, they love that shit. So
they're like, yeah.
I was like, damn, these guys are hardcore. Haley made me try it. It's like eating thick molasses barbecue soy sauce.
It's so good. Fuck.
It is salty as fuck.
It's so good.
It's really weird. Not for me. Anyways, so let's move on. Because now we have BTS and Stray Kids already. Mm-hmm. They are here. BTS first?
Yes.
Because there's some big news out.
Yeah.
Oh, first off, Yoongi, I mean Suga.
Oh, yes.
Did they handed out the
codes.
Emails mm-hmm. with it came with a code.
So, oh yeah, I have
so to. You got email codes if you got into the army pre-sale.
Uh-huh. Which is
so tomorrow. Those got is it tomorrow already?
Yeah, March
or
1st.
Wednesday,
March
right?
1st.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So by the time you hear this, hopefully you were able to snag tickets.
I know, I don't know.
Haley and our other friend Elise, like, both were able to get it. Mm-hmm. My account did not get it. I was waitlisted, and same with my other coworker.
Actually, like, Elise was telling me a lot of her friends that she knew didn't get the code. Even your cousin didn't get it.
Yeah, you guys are blessed.
Oh, we
already
got lucky.
So
yeah.
I'm hoping for the best for you guys, mm-hmm. For tomorrow. So good luck with that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, all our fellow Army listening to this, and you signed up for it. Hopefully, you got it too. Mm-hmm. And also, another big news, mm-hmm. J-Hope.
Yeah.
Enlistment.
Yes. We don't know when, but he's in the process of it right now.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. he stopped that, like, thing that, like, was allowing them to keep, like, extending.
Right. He canceled that. So
it makes sense. So, you know how originally a lot of us were thinking, like, oh, maybe they're going to go in age order or something. No. So no, it doesn't look like it. It looks like the order they might be going in will be based on
whenever
solos.
They finish their promotions.
Their promotional solos and stuff. Because, I mean, I know Jin, he was already getting close already. I mean,
because of his age.
Hobie was the first one to actually, you know, promote solo.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Hobie did a lot.
He did so
stuff.
Much, like Lollapalooza.
He was everywhere.
So, I mean, it was about time. So now he's done with all his promotions and all that stuff. So yeah, he's next up to bat. Which means most likely RM might be
Namjoon.
Next.
Yeah, because I think he's quote unquote working on a new album before he like enlists again.
Right.
So like after that's done, I don't know if he's going to do like promotions as well. Maybe a tour. We don't know. And then, yeah.
And then Suga is probably next after that. Because we still don't. And then I think, or no, is Jin, when is
Jimin's
is coming
out
in March.
The end of.
When
the,
is Suga's though?
Before his tour.
Oh, okay.
Like when April. When
is so Jimin's is actually coming out before his.
I know, but we don't know what Jimin's going to do.
Yeah. So like, so it's a mix between Jimin and Suga.
Mm-hmm.
One of those two will be coming after that, after RM. Then, of course, we got the Mongnaes.
Yeah, they're just, I don't know what they're doing.
Oh, you want
oh,
me to
we
tell
do
you?
Know what they're
let
doing.
Me, let me tell you what they're doing. Let's start with, okay, we will start with Jungkook.
Yes.
Because this dude had, first off, he did more Jungkook karaoke on Weverse very recently.
Yes, this morning.
That's how recent. And I didn't watch it. I didn't even get to watch like some of it yet.
It was cut short. It was very short compared to his like 3-hour
long. The surprising thing
karaoke.
Was like Haley was like he doesn't give a F anymore because like he explained to us that mm-hmm. you're supposed to get approval from HYBE from like the company before you go live. But mm-hmm. it looked like he didn't do anything. He just goes on
randomly
when he
went on.
And I don't know what songs he sang. Do you know any of the songs that he
I didn't catch any of
the
it.
The only thing I caught was him saying some thirst trap shit. What the hell did he say?
What?
Did you see that? Like,
no.
Oh, like, I need a shower or something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now you remember.
I remember because Elise sent it.
What did he say?
I don't remember the exact, like, quote unquote, but he's like, oh, I haven't showered yet, but then can someone shower me?
Come here and shower.
He's like, I'm too lazy or something. Can someone come here and shower
me? I was like,
What the
don't
hell?
Say that.
Jungkook.
Because that. Those say songs are going to come. They are going to break through your door.
But damn, he's looking good.
He looks like his hair is really long.
It's very long and fluffy.
It reminds me of Jin Young from Singles Inferno 2.
When he had that hair.
Yeah, we had that like longer hair. But yeah, so he was, you know, thirst trapping and having his fun before he like cut it short. And then later.
Before Jungkook deactivated his Instagram.
He deactivated it. That's like wild.
Like out of nowhere.
And I think he posted on Weverse explaining, right?
Yeah, because a lot of people were asking him. And then he's like, oh, like people thought that he was hacked for one thing because like all his posts were gone. And then it was showing like zero followers, zero following. And then he's like, no, I didn't get hacked. He's like, don't worry, I deactivated it because I don't use it anymore. So, like, he's like, I don't know when I'll be back or if I'll use it again. But he's like, I'll be more active on Weverse Live.
Makes sense. I mean, probably, like, you know, it's the company.
But
like,
it sucks, though. It's
it
like,
does
I
suck.
Like
it does.
Having him on Instagram because he used to do a lot of, like, Instagram Lives, remember? When he had COVID and he was just, like, doing all these Q&As, like, the Ask Me Anything stuff on Instagram.
That was the end of an era, basically.
I feel like it's very more so, like, for global fans, because Weverse Live, like, I feel like it's just all, like, towards Korean fans. But, yeah.
So, end of an era. So, deactivated IG Jungkook. What else do we have here? Oh, also, the other Mongnae, Tae.
Tae.
So, we haven't watched it yet.
No.
We know it's out.
Yes.
But wait, is it all on YouTube? Or is it like you have to actually subscribe?
I think Amazon Prime.
Okay,
has it.
So it was, we're talking about Yoon's Kitchen, where like, so V was like on, you know, like, was in Mexico and helped, like, first off, he was in Mexico because remember we talked about it that one time.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was probably filmed back then.
I think it was. There. It was for sure. Yeah.
So he was there actually filming to
not just having fun.
Yeah, not just having fun and jumping into the waters and having fun and everything. No, but he was filming for you know, this one like kind of like a reality.
It's Game Caterers, isn't it? Game Caterers.
Yeah, I think so. Right? No.
No, this is something else.
This is, I think, something else.
Okay,
it's
never
not
mind.
Game Caterers.
Just ignore me.
Yeah, we're good at that. I'm just kidding. Look at, I don't know, but yeah, it's called or maybe it could be with the one of the people from Game Caterers. I don't know the details. All I know is like on my notes is that he got an IV.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, intravenous, like, probably, like, hydration fluids.
Uh-oh.
When he arrived back from Mexico.
No.
So, damn. It's either he was super tired, dehydrated.
Sick.
Or, like, some shit, like, infected him.
Right, in the water.
When he was there in Mexico. But I think he's doing better now, obviously. So, he's totally fine. Mm-hmm. So, it's all good. But, yeah, so that was pretty...
He's obviously fine because he's been posting IG.
Thirst traps.
Well, it's an old one.
They're old,
it?
But
yeah.
he's reposting thirst traps.
He's reposting it.
Actually, those were IG stories, I think, right?
Like, they were IG stories, and now he's putting them into a post.
So if you looked at him, at his recent notifications and posts, man, one of them, like, on slide 7, I have literally
slide 7.
Is his thirst trap, the one where he's, like, naked in the dark.
So probably, like, 3 a.m., it's probably that time where he's cooking ramen at 3 a.m.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, that was a weird day.
He's so funny, honestly.
He was drunk for something, like, for real. There you go. So at least he's active. He hasn't deactivated. If anything, he's the opposite.
Right.
He's actually being active. And
Very active.
The fact that he's actually posting all these deleted reels and stories.
Right. I hope he just doesn't catch on to Jungkook's and be like, oh, I'll do it too.
Yeah, I feel like that's a Tae thing.
I
for
know.
Sure.
Hopefully not.
The last note I have here is Jimin.
Yes.
Because Jimin, she it's crazy to see this.
Yeah.
Because obviously he did the vibe challenge with Taeyong because he was featured in that song.
Right.
But he did a dance challenge.
Yes.
For a song that he was not a part of.
Uh-huh. But part of his HYBE family.
He's part of HYBE family. But I mean, like, he hasn't done, like, LeSSERAFIM or even NewJeans.
No.
But he did it with TXT.
Yes, he did.
Want to tell us with who?
With Soobin and... Who was the other one?
Tick-tock. Yeah.
Oh.
What? Who did you think?
I thought it was Taehyun. Was it?
I don't know. Oh, I don't know now. I'm second guessing myself. Okay, but they did the Sugar Rush Ride Challenge.
But their height difference was so cute.
That is the main thing I wanted to talk about. Because first off, Jimin and his hair.
Haley
doesn't like his hair like that.
Jimin.
But it's funny because like when they zoomed out, like it's like he's next to two like giants.
Right, because TXT are all very, very tall.
And we all know Jimin is pretty short.
He's not that short. He's 5'8".
Well, compared to...
average.
He's average.
Yeah.
Well, he looks really tiny
next to
TXT. Because all of TXT is like over 6 foot.
Well, no.
If anything,
yeah,
six foot.
Yeah.
But that's
Soobin is 6'1". So.
And then 17, we already know about that. 17
right.
Like all of them.
Giants.
Except for Woozy and... there's one more. Who is...
Oh, it's Dino.
Dino. Oh, yeah. Dino was that.
I was going to call him Dino.
Dino and Woozy. And Woozy. Yeah, so...
But Jimin has actually been doing a lot of those TikTok dance challenges, but it's like a medley of BTS songs. He's been
BTS
posting
songs,
a lot.
Yeah, of himself,
I'm
yeah.
surprised. I'm like, oh, go Jimin.
Yay,
he's so active. he's so cute.
Army is feeding.
Yeah.
He's feeding Army. Mm-hmm. Army's feeding him. He's feeding Army.
I want to feed Jimin.
Oh, of course. He's not the only one you want to feed, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But also, oh, you know what? Let's rewind back. Let's talk about more Jin and J-Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Because they also had a very interesting exchange.
Right, on
I
Weverse.
Believe it was on Weverse. Yeah, mm-hmm. Weverse. Do you want to read it or?
You can.
Do you want?
I'll be J-Hope.
Okay, I'll be Jin.
Okay.
Thank you for letting me be my bias.
That's what I thought.
Since he's next for enlistment, Jin did leave a short comment for J-Hope on his Weverse update.
He's so funny.
Welcome. Dot dot dot.
Then J-Hope replied, have a great weekend and thanks for the call. And then Jin was hinting to J-Hope because, like, he's senior in the army. Oh, well, the military now. Compared to J-Hope.
So, yeah, Jin was basically, he said, quote, I'm about to be, I cannot say this, Il Dong Byung. I'm sorry if I butchered that Korean.
He hella butchered it, sorry.
Which is like a private first class, I guess. Mm-hmm. If we come across, don't even try making any eye contact with me.
That's so fucked up.
I am... quote unquote private first class, or parentheses, I should say, because I cannot say Il Jung Byung.
Yeah.
And you are just a trainee. Damn, that's savage.
I know. Jin is so savage, though.
Damn, Jin, that's best.
He's getting back at J Hope for all those times that J Hope nitpicked on him when he was trying to dance.
When J Hope was savage during, especially dance Jin practice. In the beginning. Yes. Oh, man, I can't imagine. He probably ripped him apart.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, this is his revenge.
And then J Hope replied with a saluting emoji, and then Jin went up on him again.
Of course. And then Jin was like, hey, oh my God, Jin. Hey, the forearm must be aligned with the wrist, 45 degrees from the ground, whilst the upper arm maintains a 30 to 45 degree angle.
So he's what basically teaching J-Hope how to salute properly.
This guy.
And then he was showing off that he's like a really dedicated soldier, basically. And then J-Hope reacted, wow, you have become a hardcore drill instructor, with a sad face emoji. Oh, poor thing.
Fucking Jin, man. Jin is still Jin.
Yeah, so funny.
Even after being in the military. He will teach Hobie how to use all these guns, and I could just see Hobie just laughing. Like,
that's so like, true. He'll be like, with covering his mouth and everything, like, oh, how J-Hope is.
So that's going to... that's
at
that's
least they'll have each other.
I mean, they might be in different, like...
They might, but then, you know, they might see
they'll run into each other.
Oh, they might possibly even dance together.
Oh, yeah, during the weird... those interesting performances they have in the military. Mm-hmm. They might even have a dance-off, because Jin has his team already that he
that's
taught, remember?
That's true. Oh. What did he teach them, I wonder, still? They never revealed
it. I don't think they really said... there's
probably
something out there, but we're not too sure. But, yeah, like...
dance hype, boy.
Oh, man. Oh, shit, I hope. J-Hope. Come on, Hobie. I think it's time for the other boys. Yeah. Or should I say the other kids?
The kids. Our kids. Stray Kids.
Stray Kids. Take it away.
So they're still doing their Maniac tour. It's almost been like fucking a year.
Holy crap.
They've been
touring Maniac for a long ass time.
It's been
time.
Almost a year.
It will be a year by the time we even see them, because of the encore and everything, right?
Yeah. Well, they think they started last April.
That's why.
Yeah.
Technically, even if it's an encore, it's still the damn tour.
What the fuck?
Because when Twice did their tour last year for the World Tour, but the fourth World Tour kind of thing.
But it's Twice, yes.
And it's Twice. They started like the beginning of the year and then they ended, because the encore was what, in May?
Yes.
So it was just like even less than half a year, but holy shit.
Yeah.
They're pulling like a... it's almost like a Blackpink, I feel like.
I know. I feel like Blackpink has been touring for ages, too. But then...
in between, they're like still like... no, they have freedom, though.
They do. I feel Stray Kids, not so much.
In between their tours and everything, they are making Japan albums and shit.
Yeah.
Like, and
Stray Kids have
non-stop.
Been... non-stop.
And how JYP... that's how JYP is with their groups, though. Like... kind of thing.
Especially Stray Kids, because they know that they're bringing in the freaking money right now.
I know. Them and Twice, for sure, are the breadwinners and for now.
So, this past... was it a weekend? February 25 and 26, Stray Kids had their first Dome concert at the Kyocera Dome in Osaka for their encore. And this is the same stadium that Mama was held. So the capacity is fucking huge.
They still have that weird square like stage in the middle.
Yeah, like that extended stage.
The extended stage, yeah.
So this one was actually set up. It's a 55,000 capacity. They sold out two shows.
Damn.
They're fucking huge now. Like, I am so proud, but at the same time, so...
you know what that means?
Yeah.
Incoming
SoFi. I know.
Fuck. I'm still dreading Twice.
So, but this was really, really meaningful for Stray Kids. They've always wanted to perform here. If you go back and you know how Stray Kids started, they were, like, busking on the streets of Korea, in Korea, and they had, like, they were happy having just 100 people attend their show. Now they sold out like 100K in like this one weekend. Yeah, so that's huge for them.
Insane.
So
and it's funny because I bet you like the people who, from the first show are probably like half of them are the same people going to the second show.
Oh, I'm sure. You know that yeah, that would be us, exactly. Honestly.
Guilty.
But so the way that their stages were set up, it was really cool because obviously the venue is huge. So they had the main stage, they had their extended stage, and then in the back, closer to like where the what section is that? Like the one all the way in the back.
Nosebleeds.
Not nosebleeds, but then like they had a stage in the back. So there was like three stages and it was like in the area where they have the carts that go around. So they performed Fairy Tale, Superboard.
The fact that they got Fairy Tale.
I'm
shit.
So fucking upset.
Fairy I know you're jealous of that.
And they also got Time Out. And then once the carts like came to the middle portion of that backstage, they all got off on the carts and they performed on the backstage. So all the people in the back of the stadium had a clear view of them. So like that was really nice. And they performed Circus. I feel like they could probably do that at SoFi, but then at the Bank of California or BMO Stadium, they won't be able to.
The BMO Stadium.
But I thought that was really cool. I hope one day we'll get carts with them so we can just be in the 100 section.
I'm like, hopefully, like, for SoFi with Twice. We'll see.
Oh, right. I forgot Twice was at SoFi.
We'll find out. Fuck. Like, whatever happens in SoFi with Twice,
they
with
might
possibly
do it
a mirror
for Stray Kids.
Of what Stray
I'm
Kids
pretty
might
sure
do.
Because JYP. But,
JYP.
So, like, oh, another cute thing was, like, during that encore part of the concert, when they were going around in the carts, they were wearing like their Stray Kids merch. And then four of the members were wearing those Loverboy animal beanies, the one that Joko had bought me for my birthday.
Haley's favorite beanie.
Yes. Like, I think. Yes, it is. I have the bunny one or dog one, I guess. And Sungmin was wearing that one. Then Hyunjin, Felix, and Ayan were all wearing like the cat eared ones. Hyunjin had the white one that he's worn before, like, I think back in 2019 or something. And then Ian was wearing one that was like a fox. It had like a fox tail.
Perfect for him.
And then Felix was wearing a black cat one, which is also
it's
perfect
cool
for him.
It's cool because it had the fox tail. And it was actually brown too. So it was like really like a
fox
color,
yeah.
And everything.
So, oh, something really that made me so excited. Bang Chan, speaking of, here's our anime again. Bang Chan sang Kickback from Chainsaw
Man.
He
actually sang it.
It was
crazy.
Fucking amazing because the way that he sang it was very like his voice was so like raspy and like really, really mirrored the original singers for Kickback. So, and then of course Lino had to like come in and join because he's such a huge fucking weeb for Chainsaw Man too. And he did the con symbol as well. And then Bang Chan was like, oh, and like he got super excited. Did you, I showed it to you, right?
Yeah. I watched it. It was cool. I like he's going,
yeah. And then, I guess a special video was shown to Stray Kids on their last day of the Osaka encore, which was on the 26th. And they had no idea this was going to be, shown to them. And even Stay, like the global Stays, they don't know what it is because no one has posted it. The only people that got to see it were the people that were attending the concert. But it was actually put together by the staff members of Stray Kids.
Oh, for reals?
Yeah, it wasn't even a fan-made
one.
Damn,
okay. So
it was
the
by
staff
members that put it together. But then they, like, coordinated it with Stays.
Oh, of course. That
because Stay was, while they were showing the video to Stray Kids, they were singing Scars. To Stray Kids.
Oh,
and
right.
I don't know if you saw, like, all, I mean, I think I showed you. Every one of the members was crying.
Yeah, oh, I saw
except
everything.
For Lino.
Of course.
Lino didn't cry, but all of the other members were crying. Like, Felix was bawling again. And then I think even Bang Chan, he had, like, stepped off the side, off the stage to, like, cry for, like, about, I think fans were saying, like, 20 seconds. He was gone. And then people, like, near that, you know, in the section where
yeah,
you can
like
see the
if
backstage.
If you're in, like, those side sections where
right,
you
can
able
see,
to peek, take a peek at everything.
They saw Bang Chan, and they said that he was crying, and then, like, he wiped his tears and then went back on stage. And it was like, oh, that's so sad. But obviously, they're very, very, like, emotional because this is something that they've always dreamed to do. And, like, they never imagined they would be this big and, like, this popular. So it's a huge moment for them. Oh, so many things happened at this concert. I'm fucking jealous, honestly.
Yes.
I need to go to a Japan Stray Kids concert. So Hannah, Bang Chan's sister.
Yes.
Was at the concert.
Legendary Hannah.
She is legendary. Honestly, she had her own fucking meet and greet.
She had like a meet and greet line outside.
Not intentionally, but like a lot of stays saw her and then like
they lined up.
They created a line and were waiting to take pictures with hilarious. Hannah. But she's really nice. Like, she's so sweet to stays. I've seen like a lot of interactions and videos of Hannah and stays and like, she's really, really sweet. I hope one day she comes to, like, an LA concert so we can see her. But Hannah, Bang Chan's family, and then Felix's sister, Olivia, were at the Osaka concert. And then, you know those random dance play that they do in the intermission between their songs? Like, when Stray Kids are getting ready next, like, backstage?
Backstage, yeah, yeah. It was... Oh, God.
So... I guess Hannah was actually picked for the random dance play.
Yes.
Yeah. Did I send it to you?
Yeah.
Do you remember what she was doing?
Yeah, not the choreo.
Not the choreo. And then so like Bang Chan was like
it was
yelling.
God's Menu, I think.
Yeah,
right?
It was God's Menu. So Bang Chan was like yelling at Hannah. He was like,
Hannah!
Hannah! Oi! Hannah, what are you doing?
Hannah, what are you doing?
So she wasn't doing the choreo to God's Menu at all.
It just sounds like when you're when like an older sibling is yelling at their younger sibling.
Exactly.
That's basically what it was.
And he's like, do better! You can do better! And
I couldn't even understand. His accent was so heavy. I was like,
I feel like when...
All I heard was, Hannah, what are you doing?
He was like, oi, Hannah! It was
like,
very
he
Aussie.
He went straight up like family Aussie
yeah.
kind of shit.
And then, so I thought that was really funny. She was cute. And then she even did her like little ending fairy. And then, so the next concert, so they have, like, a little gap now. I think, like, at least, like, a little over a week. Their next concert is March 11th and 12th, and they're actually going to Manila at the SM
Ah,
Mall,
the homeland.
I think.
the other motherland.
Our other homeland, not theirs. But, yeah, so they'll, I don't know what they're going to be doing in between. Hopefully resting, but that's kind of impossible with freaking Stray Kids
and JYP.
They're
probably making music.
They probably are. And then after...
Felix has a lot of Genshin to catch up on.
That's true.
And Changbin.
Honestly, like, I don't know. Because, like, they're supposed to have their fourth fan meeting with Stay.
Oh, is it in
Korea?
I don't know.
Yeah, Korea? It's supposed to be. But
is it between that time?
It's usually in February. But then because they've been touring, so I don't know. We'll see.
Oh,
they haven't,
shit.
Like, they haven't released anything yet.
Those fan meetings are so cool. I wish we had them.
I know. Because last time they did it around, like, Valentine's Day and stuff.
Like, I always see, like, all the it's like the itsy ones are funny. Like, obviously, I've seen the Twice ones. Man. Damn. Must be
yeah.
nice. Must be nice.
And then after the Manila one, then they're coming here already. Fuck.
Are you ready?
Nope. I need to make my sign still.
Hopefully, our shit comes in because we did order a couple things for it.
Yes, we did.
So, if you want to find us, just look for... Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
I'm not going to say it
no,
until,
don't say
we,
it
actually
until we get
it.
And then, so they'll be going to Atlanta.
It is anime related, of course.
Atlanta and Fort Worth. These are the ones that they missed last year
because of the COVID issues. So that's
yeah.
cool that they're actually coming back. And
yeah, they're keeping their promise.
So any Atlanta stays and Dallas stays, some Texas stays?
Yeah, they get to see them. But it was nice of them because then they actually added a show. Because these two... areas, they only had one show, and they added another
one. I wonder, the same venues, huh?
It's the same venues.
Okay.
And then they'll be here in LA March 31st and April 2nd, which is the... I mean, March 31st is the one that we're going to.
Right, so yes. If you want to say hi to us, we will be... Well, actually, we got floor seats for this one.
Yeah, we got
soundcheck. We did not get it retail, because that shit was nuts. I think we talked whatever episode we talked about.
Yeah,
it, that shit was fucking nuts.
Yeah,
that was
crazy,
pretty bad.
But we got good seats,
really
and
good seats,
good price
for the price,
yes.
Especially holy shit.
Because right now they're still in the $3,000
range, right? Like for the where we got, like holy shit.
Yeah,
we're more in the front. We're not, you know how like
we're near
I love
the main stage.
We love. Extended. The extended stage, but we're actually to the right side of the main stage,
which will
time.
Be interesting.
Like row two, right?
I'm actually
we've never
yeah.
sat in this.
I'm actually
area.
Really excited because like I've never been close to the main stage, and they do a lot of the dances
Dude,
on the main
Bang
stage.
Chan goes is always in the back, like of the main is always in the main stage
yeah.
a lot, like during the encores and everything.
Yeah, and then I feel like when they're doing their speeches in the back, Changbin is always going to be on our side. True. He's always on that side.
You know the lineup already.
I'm like,
Haley's been doing her homework.
This is my chance to get his attention.
You've been researching and watching.
Yeah, and Joko's been working out for
I have
Changbin.
People, I have.
Not been, even kidding.
I've been actually, like, working out, like.
Like
I,
his no, arms.
I do not skip, like, at least, like, like, I make sure I work out at least, like, every other day.
It's
like,
so funny how he's working out for fucking Bang Chan and Changbin.
Not even for Haley or not for girls. It's for the guys.
But it's funny because, it's
buy is for the guys. Try is for the guys.
Our goal is to get Changbin to flex back at Joko. Because Changbin loves that shit.
Well,
and then
I'm going to be dressed. Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
I'll talk more about it. Yeah,
when it gets closer.
I'm always about to leak it every time. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be very interesting if I do get the outfit.
Yeah, and then we're going to with two of our other close friends, so it'll be a really fun group to go with.
It'll be hilarious.
We'll get their attention for sure.
It'll be really fun.
If the costumes
come. I like where we're sitting too, because like it's at the edge too.
Edge
seats.
There's no one,
which is great because no one's blocking in between, and it's like they'll like you can kind of like go out a little bit so they can see you more.
Yeah, they see you.
Yeah, I'm gonna be the buffest.
Buffest.
Like, censored. I'm not gonna say anything. Anime character that they've ever seen.
Yes. The most weird one, I guess. They better fucking see us. They will.
I might stand out a little bit too much.
I think. And then
if we get the stuff.
If me, Teresa, and Early are wearing the
Your
ones.
Other that, thing. That's true.
That's for sure. They'll notice us. And then.
I need to keep up with my arm workouts. Like, I worked out literally before this podcast. So I'm like dead.
Yeah, his biceps might be bigger than Changbin's. So I'm just saying.
Oh, I got to measure it again after. Haley actually checks me out sometimes now. It's been years.
Shut the hell up. Okay, and then I guess because it's March now, right? Oh, this recording.
Oh, in this recording, yeah.
Yeah. Stray Kids' fifth anniversary is coming out on March 25th already.
Damn. Already.
And that also means.
What does that also mean?
Hyunjin's birthday on March 20th.
Oh, damn. It's
and
already
also
coming
means
up?
Your birthday on March 9th.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, just Hyunjin.
Oh, yeah, shush. And then that's pretty much it.
Oh, okay. Damn, so that was pretty good.
Oh, Chani had his live.
Oh, of course.
And he had special guests Han and Lino, and I feel they were just all chaotic. It was really fun, though.
Per usual.
Please watch it. They're really, really entertaining, honestly. And then I guess Han and Lino have been constantly doing that Toko Toko challenge, the one that relates to anime, too.
Yeah.
I don't even know where this came from, but everyone's doing it. It shows, like...
Because they're totally weebs, especially Lino.
Frieza. It was Frieza, and then I think 02 from... And there's just, like, a lot of random anime characters dancing to this Toko song.
It's probably from Japan. Like, it has to be, like, some... Like,
I don't know where it came from, but, yeah, they know the dance.
Of course they do.
Especially of course
Lino
they are.
And Han,
weebs.
And... Of course, Bang Chan probably knows it, too.
Yeah, he was just watching him. Watching him dance it. Oh! One last thing. I got my sound album, The Sound, from Japan. And it came...
Man...
Came on the day that The Sound released in Japan because DHL fucking rocks.
DHL rocks, yeah. And not to mention, the albums look really damn good.
The album
pretty. Covers and stuff, like the colors and just how it looks.
Just the concept and everything was really good. I got the most fucking amazing pulls for my pre-order.
Okay, go ahead. You flex to the people before we go.
I got Hyunjin, Felix, and Changbin from my pre-order bonus.
Damn.
That's fucking good. And I also pulled Bang Chan, Felix, Ian, Sungmin.
On the actual album.
Oh, and Changbin too. I'm so happy with my pulls. That's it.
It was a pretty damn good pull. You want to, like, the only interesting thing to me that stood out too was the cards are different.
Oh, yeah. The photo cards from the Japan albums are longer.
It's weird.
Than regular PCs.
I was like, what the hell
They're
is
like
this?
The and same they have, size, but long.
And they don't have, they have corner edges.
Yes.
Like, instead of the rounded out one. So I was like, this is very
it's
unique.
Yeah. I'm kind of indifferent to it.
Did the one from Circus have it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I think, Lino and then Ian from the Scars one.
Oh.
But they're all that long one. And that one that James gave me is a Japan one too of Hyunjin, but I don't know what album it's from, but he's wearing Burberry.
Yeah, well, there you go.
That's why he got it. Yeah, but they're all long.
Well, so. I think with that said, anything else you'd like to say? to the people?
Nope.
Because if the people have something to say to you or to me, mm-hmm. usually it's just in general to us. But mm-hmm. Haley is really good at replying, especially when it comes to the Stray Kids stuff and everything. Mm-hmm. She has more to say. Like I said, mm-hmm. just check us out and give us a follow, like, subscribe on all the different platforms we're on.
Mm-hmm. For Instagram and TikTok. Oh, sorry.
Instagram specifically for the DMs and messages is where we reply Haley mm-hmm. before she goes into robot mode. But check us out. Where, Haley?
Permission to Stand Podcast on Instagram and TikTok.
And wherever you're tuning in on any platform, give us a rating, notification bell, subscribe. Any little thing helps. Even those little 5 stars that, you could probably just hit really quick on Spotify. Or unless you're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, or anywhere else that you're tuning in and checking us out. Like always, it's very wet and raining over here. There's even snow, mm-hmm. everywhere, on the mountains. It's pretty cool.
Yes.
It's really, really nice. We're not used to this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But wherever you are in the globe, please stay safe, be well. Until the next time, as always,
take care and
peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.